Hours of the New York attack, the president unloaded in a series of political tweets. I have just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this. And at the break of dawn this morning, he launched into an attack against New York's own Senator Chuck Schumer, tweeting, "The terrorist came into our country through what is called the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, a Chuck Schumer beauty." Today, the White House insisted the president wasn't politicizing the tragedy.
The president has not blamed Senator Schumer and doesn't feel that the senator is responsible for the attack. We believe very strongly that the individual who carried out the attack is responsible and no one else.
The Diversity Visa Program, which was supported by Senator Schumer and signed into law by President George H.W. Bush, receives millions of applicants every year and provides visas to about 50,000 people, all of whom get background checks.
Diversity lottery sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. So we want to immediately work with Congress on the diversity lottery program, on terminating it, getting rid of it.
Live tonight from the White House, and John, we heard the president criticize the justice process as well in all of this for the terrorist suspects. And today he even said he would consider sending the alleged New York attacker to Guantanamo Bay. Can he do that?
Technically, he can do it, but any move to send the alleged attacker to Guantanamo Bay would certainly face a constitutional challenge. No one ever arrested on American soil has been sent to Gitmo, David. It's never happened.